The Torah portions of Vayakhel and Pekudei describe the practical implications of the construction plans of the tabernacle, Mishkan, originally detailed in Truma and Tetzaveh. These chapters describe the making of the Mishkan, its curtains, planks, coverings, and courtyard, as well as the crafting of its vessels, such as the ark, table, menorah. They also detail the priestly garments, the ephod, breastplate, robe, and more. The narrative provides an accounting of the materials used and culminates in the physical assembly of the Mishkan. This process reaches its peak with the coming of the Shekhinah, the divine presence, and the description of the cloud of God. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the presence of God filled the Mishkan. Earlier, in Parashat Ki Tisa, the individual charged with this actualization is introduced, Bezalel. The text states, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda." Bezalel, whose name means in the shadow of God, is described as someone whom God has filled with unique capabilities. God has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and with every craft to perform every masterful design. And God has given him the ability to teach both him and Oholiab, son of Chisamach. He has filled them with wisdom of heart. Throughout Vayakhel and Pekudei, the text repeatedly emphasizes the link between the divine command and the practical execution. And Bezalel, son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, did all that God commanded Moshe. This is followed immediately by, according to all that God had commanded Moshe, so the Israelites had done all the work. Moshe saw all the work, and behold, they had done it as God had commanded. So they had done, and Moshe blessed them. Ostensibly, the process is straightforward. God commands, Moshe transmits, and Bezalel oversees the implementation exactly as God commanded. However, a midrash in the Talmud Yerushalmi reads a different nuance into these verses. Rabbi Tanchuma, in the name of Rav Huna, said, "It is written, and Bezalel did all that God commanded Moshe." It does not say all that Moshe commanded him, but rather all that God commanded Moshe. Even regarding things he did not hear directly from the mouth of his master, Moshe, his own mind, Da'ato, agreed with what was said to Moshe at Sinai. The Midrash questions the phrasing of the verse. Since Moshe was the one who gave Bezalel his instructions, why does the verse skip over Moshe and link Bezalel directly to God's original command? The Midrash suggests there was a gap between what Bezalel heard from Moshe and what he actually produced. Bezalel did not merely follow a dictated blueprint. He also made things he did not hear directly. Bezalel was a creative partner, invested his own logic, intuition, and sense of order into the work, and ultimately, there is agreement. The expression, "his mind agreed," recalls another midrash about Moshe himself. As it was taught, three things Moshe did from his own mind, midaato, and his own mind, daato, agreed to the mind of God. There too, acts done from the mind of Moshe are defined as agreed upon. The expression, "his own mind," da'ato, agreed, can be understood in two different and opposite ways. as Professor Shlomo Rosenberg describes. In one meaning, the Holy Blessed One agrees with them. Agreement here means an agreement after the fact, an act of will that accepts the will of another. I cry to God Most High, to God who fulfills for me. Or in the language of the Midrash, blessed be the name of the Holy One, for the creatures decree and he agrees. The second meaning is opposite in its direction. The person, his mind agreed with the mind of God, a mind that was not known to him. The expression his mind agreed represents here the identity of minds, even though there was no prior guidance or foreknowledge. The correct intuition of the sage leads him to discover the halachic truth, the action desired by heaven. It seems there is a pattern here of independence of thought, and at the same time, an encounter between the human mind and the divine mind, agreement. Here, in Vayakel Pkudei, that same language is used regarding Bezalel, a figure who has independent thought that leads to agreement. The Mishkan, which in Parashat Truma appears as a closed blueprint, is revealed as a space where a person who acts from their own mind, Midato, meets the mind of the Holy Blessed One. In fact, as Rosenberg emphasizes, the expression harbors two meanings and two opposite movements. One describes the person conducting themselves in their world and receiving the agreement of God for their actions and thoughts, while the other describes the person conducting themselves in their own world and arriving at the mind of God. Both lead to a reality of agreement, and more than that, independent human thinking is capable of uncovering dimensions of the divine mind, or alternatively, constituting a model for independent human thinking that receives after the fact a divine seal. The divine mind and the human mind meet. Seemingly each stems from itself and meets the other. Let us return to the verse at the heart of the Midrash. And Bezalel did all that God commanded Moshe. The audacity of the Midrash is to read this verse, a verse that speaks of receiving tradition, a command from God to Moshe, as a verse that introduces the possibility of a creative human mind. The homilists believe that if the Torah were interested in us understanding the work of the Mishkan as an act of listening, obedience, and nothing more, the verse would not be phrased this way. The expression his mind agreed radiates mutuality regarding the work of making the Mishkan. The book of Exodus ends by setting up different models for connection with the other, against the vulnerability that sometimes exists in expressing a desire for connection. There is a model of the need for a framework to which one must be attentive and precise. The framework allows a place for encounter without diminishing the other side. A second model is that of mutual dependence. The absence of one invalidates the other. Torah and Israel, giver and receiver, partners who are lacking without the other. And finally, creative audacity, the courage to act with independence that is met with agreement. And perhaps the parshiot of the Mishkan teach that closeness to the other is formed from three conditions: precise listening to the needs of the other, recognition of my mutual dependence on the other, and the daring to be creative, a creative partner, to bring my mind and my heart, and to believe that the other's mind will agree and there will be a meeting. Shabbat Shalom.